want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The danger of low interest rates to today's retirees. If you're retired or getting ready to retire, be very, very aware of the danger of low interest rates. I'm looking at a chart here of the 10-year treasury. In other words, if you buy a 10-year treasury bond from the United States government, how much will you earn on that 10-year treasury? And it's down to 0.767%, under 0.8%. In the last 2 weeks, for the first time in U.S. history, the 10-year treasury bond is paying less than 1%. Now, there are a lot of ramifications of that, some good, some bad, but here's why it is bad for today's retirees or soon-to-be retirees. When you retire in a low-interest rate environment like that, it makes one asset class that people invest in more and more when they're retired, it makes that one asset class a real danger area. And that asset class is traditional U.S. bonds. You know, bonds and interest rates move in an opposite direction. So if interest rates, I mean, they can only do one, they're lower than they've ever been on a 10-year treasury. So they can either stay low, in which case they're not paying anything, or rates go up, and when rates go up, bonds go down. And when you buy bond mutual funds, you are buying, that mutual fund is buying bonds, and they constantly buy and sell bonds. They're not ever holding those bonds until they mature. And so what, they're constantly buying and selling. So what happens is when interest rates go up, the bond values are going to plummet. The reason people use bonds in a portfolio is it's a good hedge to volatile stock market conditions like we've had the last 2 weeks. The market's been chaotic. It went down 12% in 1 week. People rush to the safety of bonds. The average bond mutual fund in America that just buys kind of intermediate term bonds, which typically means around 5 years in length, in duration, okay, those types of bonds 2 weeks ago made 1%, where the stock market lost 12%. So that's why they're used often in a portfolio as a hedge, because they help hedge risk, because people are rushing to the safety of bonds. The problem with that for retirees today is while that helps you in the short term, that in the long term, when we look out over 10 or 15 years, you're going to be stuck with these real low-yielding bond funds. And then if the rates go up, the bond funds are going to do even worse. So you're going to be stuck with an asset that's doomed to failure in your portfolio. Now, don't misunderstand me. That doesn't mean you shouldn't own any traditional bonds or bond funds. It means you have to be very careful with how much of that exposure you have in your portfolio. And then to hedge risk, you know, think about the environment we're in right now. It's like, well, Jim, things are so chaotic in the stock market right now. Oh, my gosh, what do I do there? But then we got these bonds that are, I mean, the interest rates are just never been this low before. So, see, it creates a challenge. So the key is, number one, you have a financial plan where you support short-term income needs with investments that are not in the stock market going up and down. So your income needs over the next 5 or 6 years are not tied to the stock market. Now you're not worried about the timing of what is this going to turn into the corona bear? Is this going to be a coronavirus bear market? Or is this going to turn out to be a temporary correction? I mean, no matter how we look at this, it's still a transitory issue with coronavirus. It's not going to last forever. And then the markets and the economy otherwise has been very healthy. So if you're, you know, if you've got an income plan that allows you to look out 5 or 6 or 7 years, you're not as worried right this minute about what's going on in this chaotic, panic-stricken stock market. Likewise, you've got to be careful how you hedge risk, because traditional bonds are going to be very, very dangerous. You've got to have a much more diverse investment plan. You've got to have good bond alternatives that can go in the portfolio that can provide some safety and stability, but where you can reasonably expect to beat inflation with your safe and stable holdings. And then you need a financial plan that's going to focus on both short-term needs. You still need long-term growth, and having a heavy bond mix in that long-term growth is probably not going to work out very well. So be very, very wary of the danger of low interest rates and for today's retirees and the need to have a financial plan that addresses this particular risk that's very unique in our U.S. history.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.